The fourth annual AgChat Foundation Advocacy 2.0 conference is in preparation for programming, and hopefully applicants have all got their have all applied. I'm visiting with the person who's in charge of that. And Carrie, why don't we start with what we have to look forward to as we know it right now for this year's conference?
Well, this year's conference I really think is going to be the best one yet. We have some great people coming in. Jay Bayer is coming in, for those of you who don't know him, which is okay. I didn't know him at first either. He is kind of the guy that knows the internet, knows social media. He is a pro, and it's not necessarily, he's not ag-related. He's an ag customer, but he knows his stuff, and he's going to be great. He's giving our opening keynote session. And then we also have, for our closing session, we have Laura Daniels, who is a Wisconsin dairy farmer, who tells a story that's just wonderful. She talks about needing hitch pins, and that farmers like us are the hitch pin between the wagon and the tractor that tells the story. So the tractor is our farmers and food. The wagon is our customers, and what we need is something to link them together. So I'm really looking forward to hearing her speak as well. We have a little bit of a different format this year than in years past. We are kind of allowing people to pick and choose their interests. So if you're never going to write a blog, you don't have to sit and hear about blogging. But we will cover the gamut of social media.
Well, I'm looking forward to participating and being there once again this year. Will we be seeing people who have had some training already coming, or are these mostly going to be kind of like first-timers or newbies?
We have a pretty good gamut. We have about 25% of the people we have are alumni. They've been to previous AgChat. And then most of the people, though, this is their first AgChat, and they've been on social media. Maybe they're on Facebook. Maybe they have a page. Maybe they're playing with Twitter or a blog or YouTube. And this is kind of the next step. This is the next step for them. They want to know more about how to be effective. They might not be on all social media platforms, and we certainly can fix that and learn more about it. But I wouldn't say it's for anybody that's brand new to social media of all kinds, but it can really run the gamut of people and knowledge. So,
from what you've seen while we've been doing this, how would you describe the results of holding these conferences? What have we seen that leads us to believe that we're making an impact, we're doing something good here?
So this is my favorite part of these AgChat conferences, is the people that I meet there and seeing what they do when they leave the conference. There are so many new blogs, new farmers on Twitter and Facebook doing so many neat projects. And so many great advocates that have graduated from 2.0, that's just awesome. I love it. We need as many people as possible to take up this fight.
Well, it's interesting that we not only are doing this annual conference, but starting to do some regional ones. I don't know what all the schedule is for those, but first time we've started doing that, so I think something's working. Anything else about the conference you'd like people to know?
Well, it's a really great conference to come in, meet new people, meet connections. You'll have a blast, and you will walk away with your brain hurting from the knowledge. So, in a good way, it's a good hurt. So, you got to jump in somewhere. This is the place to do it with a life preserver.
Okay. I don't know who the life preserver is, but we'll find that out, I guess. Well, thank you very much, Carrie, for talking about the 2013 Advocacy 2.0 conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.